Any good Monday morning. Time for a check of sports here on AM 1450 KATE. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. The Albert Lea baseball team will play at the state tournament for the first time since 1969 coming up tomorrow. The Tigers will play the number 2 seed Sartell. That game at 3 o'clock at the Mini Met in Jordan. We'll have all the action for you right here on KATE. We'll talk about the state tournament, go through a lot of brackets coming up this afternoon between 1 and 4. But we know the Tigers get Sartell in the first round. If they win, they play on Wednesday in the semifinals. If they lose, their season comes to an end. Coming up tomorrow morning, they are going to have a send-off for the players, managers, and coaches at 9:20 from Jim Gustafson Field Plaza at Hammer Complex. Now, all fans, supporters, parents, and family are invited to come to the plaza. And the players will walk from the field house up to the plaza and load their bus from there. So they invite everybody in the area, everybody in Freeborn County, come and wish the boys good luck. Again, that's send-off at 9:20 tomorrow from Jim Gustafson Field Plaza at Hammer Complex. In prep sports today, Lake Mills on the road at West Hancock. That'll start at 7:30. Northwood Kensett, they're going to host North Butler at 7:30. In softball, Lake Mills, they're at West Hancock at 6. At Northwood Kensett, they're going to host North Butler. That's a 6 o'clock start. Not a good game for our Minnesota Twins yesterday. Michael Brantley had his second four-hit game of the series and drove in 4 runs. The Houston Astros had a season-high 20 hits. They beat our Minnesota Twins 14-3 as the Astros take 2-3 at Target Field over the weekend. Twins are in Seattle tonight for a 3-game series, 9:10, first pitch, right here on KATE. Former Major League pitcher Jim Mudcat Grant has died at the age of 85. He was the first black 20-game winner in the American League. He was also a key part of Minnesota's first World Series team back in 1965. The Twins announced Grant's death. No cause was given. Carlos Rodon flirted with another no-hitter, and the White Sox completed a 3-game sweep by knocking off Detroit 4-1. Rodon was going for his second no-hitter of the season until Eric Haas doubled with one out in the 7th. Jake Fraley slammed a 2-run homer off American League Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber to give the Mariners a 5-0 lead. They went on for a 6-2 victory over Cleveland. Tampa Bay Rays, they're red hot. They won for the 23rd time in their last 28 games. They beat Baltimore 7-1. The Brooklyn Nets, they have lost their lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. The Bucks have even this series at 2 games apiece. They beat the Nets on their home floor yesterday, 107-96. When I say home floor, that was in Milwaukee. The Suns roared into the Western Conference Finals for the first time in 11 years as Phoenix completed a 4-game sweep with a 125-118 win over the Nuggets in Denver. Now the Suns starting guards, they carried the offense once again. Chris Paul, 37 points and 7 assists. Devin Booker had 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. The New York Islanders have opened their semifinal series by knocking off the defending Stanley Cup champions. They go into Tampa Bay. They beat the Lightning in Game 1, 2-1. Novak Djokovic has won his second French Open championship and his 19th Grand Slam title with a grueling comeback. Now, Djokovic rallied past Stefanos Tsitsipas 6-7, 2-6, 6-3, 6-2, 6-4. Now, Djokovic also raced a 2-set deficit to win in the 4th round and has done it 6 times in his career. Now, Djokovic was coming off an epic semifinal victory over Rafael Nadal, but the 34-year-old Serb found his form and held every service game in the final 3 sets. Again, Novak Djokovic, your winner at the French Open. Kyle Larson held off a hard-charging Brad Keselowski during the final 10-lap shootout to win NASCAR's All-Star Race at Texas Motor Speedway. Larson took the lead with a slippery 3-wide pass and captured the $1 million first prize. He pushed Hendrick Motorsports to its second consecutive win and 10th overall in the annual non-points race. And North Carolina State, Texas, Tennessee, and Arizona wrapped up their NCAA Super Regionals and locked up spots in the College World Series. Now, NC State knocked out number 1 national seed Arkansas with a 3-2 win in a deciding Game 3. Tennessee defeated LSU 15-6, and Texas beat South Florida 12-4 to complete 2-game sweeps. Arizona closed out a 3-game series against Mississippi with a 16-3 victory. Virginia, they beat Dallas Baptist Kansas 4-0. Notre Dame defeated Mississippi State 9-1 to force deciding third games coming up on Monday. So still a couple of spots left in the College World Series. Vanderbilt and Stanford, they clinch their College World Series berths on Saturday. And that's Quick Check of Sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box on this Monday morning, for Kate Radio, I'm Aaron Worm.